when you get in your vehicle to go someplace, you don't gas up after you get there, do you? The same idea holds true for our bodies. Fueling up with a healthy breakfast gives us a stronger start to the day and keeps our energy up longer during the day. Yeah, those mid-afternoon crashes, you don't even want to talk about those. Anyway, unfortunately, home and financial conditions for some families mean that some children have to go without breakfast. That adds to the value of the breakfast programs the schools offer throughout New Jersey. Here to share the results of their annual study about just how available and effective these programs are is the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zalkin. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
And a couple of websites. The easiest one to remember is njschoolbreakfast.org. Get more information about this program and the study. And for the Advocates for Children of New Jersey, acnj.org is that website. Of course, we have links to both over at issuesandideasradio.com. And, well, just as an overview, Cecilia, what does this report every year set out to demonstrate?
Well, this is our fourth report. We kicked off our Food for Thought campaign in 2011 when New Jersey had a very low rate of participation in school breakfast. New Jersey was serving at that time about 30% of children who were eligible for breakfast. We were among the worst in the country. And in those 3 years since we did our first report, this year's was our fourth report, we have seen a dramatic increase in school breakfast participation, and we're very excited about that.
Now, is that increase across the board? Are there some schools excelling and other schools not really getting it? How's the state doing overall?
Well, you know, I think it is still a statewide issue. While we're celebrating the fact that 75,000 more children are getting breakfast, we're also recognizing that there are 300,000 going without in districts across the state. And it's really been a district-by-district process. This is a local issue. For districts to step up and look at the way they serve breakfast. So we've had some significant districts come on board this year and really improve their school breakfast. Jersey City is one of the larger ones. Patterson's making progress. Camden's making progress. Bound Brook, where we released our report, has almost 100% participation. But, you know, there are districts that are not doing as well.
And such as the economic times are, looking at the stats from 2010 to 2014, there was a 16% increase in the number of students who are now eligible for either free or reduced price school meals. There's also a lot of the schools are instituting breakfast after the bell programs. Has that been key to increased participation? Because maybe some of these schools couldn't get the staff members in the earlier part. Now, once the school day starts, there's more staff and more people to handle this program.
Well, actually, that is the issue. When and where you serve breakfast is what makes the difference. When we started this campaign, we learned very quickly that this was not an issue of more money or an issue that needed some state regulation or legislative change. It really required districts to look at how and when they serve breakfast. Those districts that serve breakfast in a central location before school starts have much, much lower participation rates. Kids just aren't in school. Switching to serving breakfast after the bell in the classroom has made a huge difference, and I think that's the primary factor in this wonderful increase that we've seen. It really does require districts to change the way they do business.
Here's the part I still fail to understand. Let me just pull up the Sussex County number, since that's the home base for most of our affiliates here, and I can see, for example, Montague School District, 87% participation rate on the high end. You look at Hopatcong, only a 6% participation rate there. And the crazy thing is that there is federal reimbursement money. We always hear about this. Sometimes it's email scams. Sometimes it's legitimate. If you volunteer information, you can find out there's money in a bank account you long ago forgot about, and it's found money. This is found money for these school districts, and yet they fail to take part in these programs.
Yes. I mean, I think that's an irony. It's, in fact, this year we saw $21 million more federal dollars come into New Jersey to serve the additional children who are now getting breakfast. You know, I think there are two issues. One is there are districts with high percentages of low-income kids where they can serve all kids breakfast, and they're not stepping up. I think, again, this changing the mindset of how and where and when they serve breakfast, some districts find difficult. Some of the smaller districts that do not have high levels of low-income children find it a little more complicated because then it's only a percentage of children who are eligible for breakfast. So there's always worry about, do you create stigma by serving some kids and not others? It's been very exciting to see districts decide to use school breakfast as a way to offer it to all students. Sometimes asking parents to pay. And another thing we found in our report this year is that the number of parents who are paying for breakfast in school has increased as well. So districts like Edison, Bound Brook is another, where they've created a low-cost breakfast for parents to pay for kids who are not eligible for a free meal. So there are solutions. It just takes some creativity and communication.
Talking with Cecilia Zalkin, Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, about their New Jersey Food for Thought School Breakfast Report. You can see the details at njschoolbreakfast.org and learn about the work of Advocates for Children of New Jersey at acnj.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Just to continue the math of the unclaimed money, I guess you could technically say, according to the report, if every school in New Jersey required to have a school breakfast program fed every eligible child, districts would receive, Cecilia mentioned a $21 million figure before, if we had 100% participation, $81.3 million in federal funds that are legitimately, not theoretically, legitimately sitting in the bullpen just waiting to be grabbed. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of all the issues we work on around children, this is the only one that not only does not have a state funding price tag, but would actually bring money into the state. So it really makes no sense that districts would leave this money on the table.
Now, recall, wasn't last year, I think it was the year before last, there were actually a couple of school districts that were putting, the officials were putting their own kids who weren't qualified into the program in order to boost the numbers up to get the money in that way. I mean, it's just sickening how people want to play politics with kids' health in games like that.
Yes, and I think that was unfortunate. You certainly don't want to see a program like this used in the wrong way. It certainly sends a bad message. I think, and you pointed it out at the beginning of the interview, we've seen an increase in child poverty in New Jersey. In fact, the most recent census data that came out 2 weeks ago showed that only New Jersey and West Virginia had an increase in child poverty. Every other state has seen progress. So we're still suffering here in our state. We still have kids who are going hungry, families who are having difficulty putting food on the table. This is a program that can help them.
Thinking, too, of the breakfast program, it also comes into play with developing the social skills among kids because they're spending that much more time with their peers. They build friendships, build relationships, and it's not just a nutritious benefit. It's, I guess, a psychological benefit, you could say, too, along with all the benefits of having a good breakfast that help a kid get through the day with.
You're absolutely right. You know, we released our report on Tuesday in Bound Brook and had an opportunity to go into a fourth grade class while they serve breakfast. And it's really nice to see the kids having breakfast, talking to each other, socializing the way a family would around the table, talking about their books, what they were doing for the day, not in a rambunctious way, just in a very positive way. And we saw that last year. We were in Edison for our report last year, and the same thing. Went into a third grade class. They used breakfast as an opportunity for kids to write in their journals and to talk to each other. You know, it takes about 10 or 15 minutes to do this. It's a wonderful way to start the day in many ways.
Think of this, too. Home life not always being the stable and most proficient as one would always hope it would be for every kid. This is a way that the kids who are eligible for this program actually are eager to get to school because something really nice is waiting for them at the start of the day, which is a great twist versus truth be told, when I went to school, for example, I was like, oh, I don't want to go to school today.
Right. and I think that's a very good point. The principal of the school was there on Tuesday and told us that they saw an immediate drop in children coming to school late as soon as they started serving breakfast, that they've reduced by half their what they call their tardiness rate. So they see kids not only coming to school, but coming to school on time.
It's called the Food for Thought 4th Annual New Jersey School Breakfast Report. It's 16 pages, and you can also, when you go to njschoolbreakfast.org, you can get a county-by-county breakdown wherever you're listening throughout the state on the stream or over the radio, and you can find out how your school district is doing, whether or not it's doing as much as it should be, and if it isn't, tap the administrators and educators on the shoulder and say, what gives here, and make sure that the next report is going to have a better showing for your school, if the need be. NJSchoolBreakfast.org for that, and to find out everything that the Advocates of New Jersey, Children of New Jersey, is taking part in and bringing to your attention through information and facts. It's ACNJ.org. We've been joined by the Executive Director, Cecilia Zalkin. Cecilia, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for covering this issue.